If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Hey. First things first.
But really, where you start talking about big leagues is at 50 million rand or more. So if you got assets that are totaling 50 million rand or more, even when you go to a bank, they treat you differently. There's certain facilities that they make available to you that they obviously wouldn't make available to anybody else. And in South Africa, there are about 2,250 such people. And those are the people that SARS regards as their VIPs. Those people have got assets to a tune of, the last time I checked, I think the number was 245 billion. Yeah?
Yay.
And this is just 2,250 people. 245 billion. SARS collects 100, overseas they've also got 130 billion. SARS collects 7 billion from these people annually, just in personal income tax. So we've been having a discussion about wealth tax, etc., so on, because the South African economy is very much lopsided. And in order to fix this, you need to fix that inequality, because those numbers that I just mentioned to you, unless you belong to that group, will sound very staggering to you, right? Those are people that keep the lights on. Now, Enoch Godongwana, it was suggested to him that this deficit that we had in terms of tax collection, he must go collect from those people. And he straight up put his foot down. He's like, nope, that would not work. In economics, there's something called the Laffer curve, right? It's named after an economist, Laffer. And the Laffer curve basically states that when you collect tax, there is a certain point that you don't want to go beyond. Because once you go beyond that point, it actually then doesn't become feasible. You start to collapse the very same tax revenue that you're trying to use. So let me give you a very simple example. If I give Saul 10 Rand, and then as a government, we say, out of the 10 Rand, we're going to take 2 Rand. Saul's going to carry on working. It's fine. If the government says, out of the 10 Rand, we're going to take 4 Rand. Saul may carry on working, and the government makes double as much money as they would the last time. That's fine. If the government says, out of the 10 Rand, we're going to take 6 Rand.
Oh, yeah.
Saul then starts to go, well, now I'm working for the government.
Yeah.
He may not want to go to work as often as he does, actually.
Mm-hmm.
You see? And that's where the Laffer curve starts to do, obviously, to fall apart. And so, Enoch Godongwana is arguing that if we tax these individuals anymore, they are simply just going to leave the country. They've got the resources to. They're here because they want to, not because they have to. So really, tax the people who have no other option.
I don't think that's how he looks.
What
like
are you going to do? You know? Anyway, what do you think, Mpo?
I actually agree with him, and I think it is a smart move, because at the end of the day, if we're sitting in a country that has such a high unemployment rate, the one thing you do not want to do is antagonize the very same people that are, as you put it, also responsible for creating employment in the country. You know, I mean, when you have conversations with your so-called layman and everybody is sitting around the braai, and some people will say, I cannot afford my gardener anymore. I cannot afford my helper anymore. You are now putting the very employed people who are within these so-called rich households, you are making them unemployed. So you are not helping the situation. You're just making it untenable.
While I hear what you're saying, can you see now that if you keep avoiding to tax those individuals, you are not fixing the structural inequality that this country is faced with? Mpundo?
Sure. You know, this subject is a very controversial one, because I think for most people, just the whole subject of saying that when we're taxing the wealthy, we actually, there's the net wealth minus the liabilities. So you're actually just taking the assets of the person and taxing them. I would say I understand where even Enoch Godongwana is coming from, because we have some sort of a variation of wealth tax right now where we are taxing them on transfer duties, estate duties, and donations tax, right? So it is a variation. I know France as well has what they call their own version of a wealth tax that's also just specifically focused on estate. I don't know how it really works for most people. I don't think it's all that beneficial in most countries, the few that still actually implement it. But hey, Yeah, it's a controversial subject, eh? I know many on the left think we should be taxing the wealthy to fund the poor. But I don't know where I stand.
To what extent?
Yeah, yeah.
We should. It's a very simple answer. We actually should.
No, but then there's
And furthermore, let me tell you. You know, in other countries, it's very difficult to get money out of the country. They'll allow you to do business all you want, but you won't be able to get money out of the country.
Yeah.
So I'll give you an example. Go to Zim and try to do business. Mm-hmm. It'll be great, but they won't allow you to take the money out.
Go to
Angola and do business. It'll be great, but they won't allow you to take the money out.
Are we not the very same people who yesterday said, how did Walush leave the country? So you really think we are the kind of country that's going to make sure Ugutu are hambing it?
Well, this is what I'm getting at. You need to fix those leakages first and then say, hack, now we're going to tax you. Because if you say you're going to tax me now, I'm going to take my things and I'm going to leave.
Exactly.
Yeah. But if you stop me from leaving, then you say you're going to tax me, there's nothing I can do. Then there's nothing I can do. That's what we actually should do. And I'll tell you something else, right? The crazy rich people can afford to pay more tax. The thing is, what does the tax go towards? And that's another question now that we need to address, right? If you're telling me I'm going to pay 60% tax, that's fine. But again, let me not pay for anything else. Let me not pay for security. Let me not pay for healthcare. Let me not pay for schools. Yeah. Let me not pay for any of those things. Bruh, I'll give you 80% tax.
True.
You see?
Yeah.
This is the problem. And so I need you to give us a shout and let us know what your thoughts are. 086-000-0959. Should we tax the wealthy more?
Guys, singakhulumeli laba abawealthy, singabakhulumeli. Mhlambe they want to pay more tax to help their country. So let's ask those who are wealthy, ukuthi, do they mind? Sizwe Dlomo, do you mind paying more tax to help your country? We are just asking, be honest. Like you said, if they said 60% and you don't pay for security and you don't pay for healthcare, would you mind doing it? Let's bring it back home.
I wouldn't mind, I'm not going to lie. I'll even tell you something else. I can even afford it, right? But the question is, what are you paying the tax for? What does it go towards?
Morning, Sizwe and team. Malume Business here. I think I totally agree with Sizwe. I think there's a whole lot of indirect taxes already. And if a tax increase is warranted, then everything else needs to be in working order. That's the only way it makes sense.
For me, now, I don't think we should. We know, you know, it's like what we're doing or what our government is doing. I set this entire country into a welfare state. Now, that's why it's like we always have a deficit. I recreate this ban instead. It's like, for free. Here's a free house. And people don't want that. People want to work for themselves. And then it's like build their own things. Yeah, but so if more people are working, obviously, it's like we'll be able to collect more tax. But nah. Our government is not interested in doing that. Rather, they just want to collect money, and then it's like there's 10 cars to transport one minister, Minister of Agri. I remember there was one joke, yeah, David Gow, I think it was Trevor Noah, was asking, why does a Minister of Agri need VIP protection? Who's trying to kill him? The cabbage mafia. So, problem is just there.
You laugh, but there actually is a cabbage mafia. So now here's the thing, right? More than wealth tax, Mina, I say we must look at corporate tax. Because these wealthy individuals keep all their assets in some kind of a structure, and it's always a juristic entity. The thing you're talking about where we need to expand the tax base by getting more people employed, that's the argument that they always put forward. They go, if you increase corporate tax, then unemployment is going to go up. Unemployment's already at 33%, bro. And corporates are sitting on money ever since the Thabo Mbeki administration that they don't want to plow back into the economy, right? If you look at the GDP equation, the I in that equation, that's where the deficit is. These people aren't investing in the country. And for that, they must get hit, and hit hard.
But wait. It comes back to what you were saying. If I'm then having to foot the bill for everything, are we now going back to a situation where it's corporate that's going to be carrying the country on their back when nothing is working.
Yes, because corporate gets the benefits on the back of the country.
But if we are paying tax and I don't see what I'm paying for, then what are we doing?
See, citizens, I understand. Citizens are entitled to be here. Corporates are not entitled to be here. Corporates are only here for their sole benefits.
Yes.
To make a profit.
Yes.
Now, once you've made that profit, to hoard it and not plow it back into a country which you operate, that's rubbish. That I can't allow. You see, a citizen like Saul, wazalela lana, it's his birthright. There's nothing we can do. A corporate, a multinational, is not even from here. They just said to pillage. Nope. Hit him hard.
If they then do not want to compromise on their profits, then what happens?
They must go. They must go to another region where they feel they can make more profits. And I'll tell you, there is none.
No, people lose jobs.
Yeah, people will lose jobs, but there is no other region where they will make as much money as here. I know this.
So compromise the people for the sake of...
It's a short-term sacrifice.
Sheesh.
Right now, people are, you see, what I'm saying is, you guys are not understanding me, right?
Maybe we're not.
2 days ago, the unemployment numbers came out. Mm-hmm. What are they sitting at?
Mm-hmm.
32.9%.
Mm-hmm.
So these jobs that you speak of, they're already gone. Because of the corporate greed. Because of the corporate greed.
No, but they're also saying because of the red tape that discourages them from investing in certain countries.
If they feel like they discouraged Abafaye already, why are they still here then if it's red tape?
No, Sizwe, we've got to be measured in how we approach this FDI. We need the investment. So in most cases, if you make it conducive for investors to come in, they do come in and there's progress.
I'll ask one question before we go to news because we're going to be late. Are you running the country for foreign direct investment or are you running the country for citizens?
But you need the foreign direct investment for the benefit of the citizens.
Yeah.
Not necessarily. If we were to drop the floor and living standards of South Africa, be like Mexico, for example, everybody will be okay. We just won't be rich. But everybody will be okay.
And everything would be illegal.
No, it wouldn't be illegal.
Crime.
No, would it be illegal?
You're a communist. A whole businessman here advocating.
Mina, let me tell you. Mina, I make no secret of the fact that you see the life I live right now. Nobody my age should be living that life. Nobody in a country like ours. Mjela makini soge now.
We're late for news.
The program budget are a simple. Give him the laptop just only 2 million. I want to cut that corruption of what they create. The laptop is 9 million.
That's funny.
Good money sees the world. Actually, I think we need a wealth tax. You know why? Because these wealthy people, these ultra high net worth people, have the best tax professionals you could ever find. They've got the best tax avoidance structures you can never find. So already right now, some of them, they're not paying the tax that they're supposed to be paying because they're sending their money offshore to tax havens. I mean, like, they need to be taxed because I can guarantee you their tax structures are the best. They are not even paying what they're supposed to be paying already. Some of them even own companies. Company tax is less. Tax them. Wealth tax. I'm for that.
Yebo.
You know, I asked my wife the other day. We sat down and I asked her, what has your tax really done for you? Because the way it looks, like the tax only works for the poor. But if you are middle class and you are wealthy, your tax money is not working for you. Because number one, you drive on roads that are full of potholes. Number two, you pay for your own medical aid. Number three, you pay for your own security at home. Number four, you have to pay for the school fees of the children. Whereas these are all services that the government is supposed to provide. So in essence, we need to one day start asking that, what is your tax money, or rather, what is our tax money actually doing for us? And that leaves a bitter taste in one's mouth because we are demotivated to pay tax. That's why you'll find that everybody is just avoiding to pay tax, or they are not confident, or they are not happy taxpayers.
I tend to agree with Caesar, but before I actually go into my story, I want to say privilege in the room. For the first time, Mpunda's like, not sure, but no, you can't tax the rich because they know they're probably part of that rich. Anyway, I think we must tax the rich. We need it because of the high levels of inequality in this country, because those inequalities, of course, are rooted in, you know, obviously the history of South Africa, but obviously post-apartheid, you know, didn't help. And so our Gini coefficient is 0.63, the highest in the world, even higher than Nigeria. Mm-hmm. And so you find that people earning an annual income of around 1.2 million sit on the higher end, part of like a 5%. And that's still like insufficient. But I do think that we need to tax the rich to reduce the inequality levels, but definitely have to agree on how the money is spent.
Yes, it tax if it was treated like an investment. I don't think anyone of us, rich or poor, it doesn't matter. If you knew what you're getting a return on your investment, you wouldn't have an issue paying tax, especially even with the wealthy people, because they know, I mean, if I'm going to put in money, I need to get money back and even more money, you know? So if I'm going to pay tax, let me get the services that I'm paying for. I don't think people would have an issue, but inkingari ala emzansi ukuthi leyo mali idliwa ilama bantu ababuya le we exile bantu ba ANC bamoshi country yethu.
Whether abatax aba-wealthy or not, ayenzi mehluko lento le. Lento le ifana nomuntu ohamba enyangeni athi uyagula bese anika imithi abuye futhi akekho right anika eminye eminingi aloku angayiphuzi angayisebenzisi angayisebenzisi nje manje-ke kuyafani i-government noma inika tons of trillions mismanagement. Leyo trillion leyo ingathenga iflag elisha le-South Africa.
Let me just close it off by saying these two things. So the first thing I want to say is, do you see the cost of living right now?
Yeah.
Do you see things are becoming more and more unaffordable?
Mm-hmm.
Do you see that people that were previously doing well are also now talking about struggling? Do you see that?
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens when there's inequality. It just gets worse and worse and worse, and more people get left behind. It's going to keep doing that until there's a reset. And the reset can either come willingly or it can come violently. If it comes violently, people will come there and they will take what they feel they are entitled to. This same value you're speaking of, these houses, these cars, they will just snatch from you. And then we'll be back to a reset. You can either do it this way willingly or you can do it violently. It's your choice. That's the first thing. The second thing I want to state is, you see, when we speak about corporates providing employment, the sole purpose of a corporate is to make a profit. They don't provide employment out of the kindness of their own heart. They provide employment as a means to make a profit. Mm. They're not doing this because they like you. So for you to turn around and say, let's protect corporates because they're giving employment, you are protecting the profits that they make off you. That's the point that people are missing. That's how capitalism works. People who make money and they gain resources off your back, then turn around and make it seem like they're doing you a favor. Injalo nje lento.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.